What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Vad är jag och där där?
Har några dagar varit där där? Åh ja,
mka.
We could saw and have to buy some za.
Oh yeah, let's switch to Progressa today and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving.
Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's interesting, man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
Oh my God.
I'm the top baby face. Probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda for today, anyway.
But I'm the judge.
I am the judge. Whether you're jury.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. It's a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show today. Jason Duda joining us. We make it the three-man booth. Welcome in. The World Series is over. Baseball's over for this season. The Dodgers with a win in Game 5 to wrap it up. After an inning in which the Yankees completely disintegrated, and they'll be having to think about that all offseason.
Fell all the way apart. It's strange how it all unfolded, but that's how it unfolded. Aaron Judge got the bat going and then made one of the biggest defensive miscues you can make. And
did you watch that ball game?
Oh, I caught it.
Did you watch the ball game?
I caught it.
Are you lying again?
No.
What do you mean you caught it? What does that mean, Duda?
I didn't watch it. I don't lie.
What'd you watch?
What was last night? What day was it?
Wednesday.
You watched Matlock.
We watched High Potential.
That's a good one. I watched Matlock.
That's what you
first
watched?
Episode.
Yeah, the wife and I had to. What'd you think of Matlock?
That was interesting.
It's not bad, eh?
You two really watched Matlock? Really? Last night?
I watched it. Yeah, pre-series. Pacers were going against the Celtics, so I had to check on that.
I can't believe you're still with them.
Big win against the Celtics. What do you mean? They beat the Celtics.
The Celtics were awful last night.
No, they made a lot of.
You can't be a baseball guy. If you don't watch the World Series.
I told you, I caught it.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
That's what I'm telling you.
So you and your wife sat down and said, honey, what do you want to watch?
Yeah, we actually like spending time with our wives.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Oh, I don't.
I don't know.
You know what my wife watches? Baseball.
Right. And
she was forced into it for years and didn't have a choice.
She's not forced into it.
When's the last time she held the remote?
She always wants to watch baseball.
That's not what I asked.
She always holds a remote.
No, she doesn't. That's all right.
When's the last time your wife held the remote?
All the time.
Well, step up and be a man.
Okay, I'll try.
She wouldn't choose to watch the Pacers.
Right. We didn't watch the Pacers. We watched a little Matlock. We watched a little basketball. Watched a little baseball. I went in after.
Who had the remote?
I did.
Well, then why didn't your wife have it?
Because you just told him to man up.
Because we agreed on the things we were watching, and then I went into the other room to watch some other stuff.
Who did?
I did.
Well, did you go into the other room to watch?
Baseball and basketball.
So she didn't want to watch that?
I don't think so, but we watched High Potential and Matlock together. Good shows.
They are good shows.
Have you watched Matlock yet?
No. I got it recorded. But I'll never watch Matlock over the World Series.
That's CSU, man.
I mean, you guys got to be kidding me. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, I watched Matlock.
I watched Matlock.
Yeah, I did too. It was good.
How can you do that over?
All I did was click the TV on, pushed it to the show I wanted, and watched it. It was really
simple.
So
you don't like baseball?
I don't mind baseball. After we watched it, I went downstairs and I popped it up on my iPad as I was getting ready for bed and watched about two batters and fell asleep.
So let me get this right.
It's okay that we weren't into this World Series.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, it's not. And you yes, act it like is. It's some big alliance here.
Well, it kind of is.
On this.
We're the men of the house. We're going to watch Matlock.
Well, we did watch Matlock, and we've watched High Potential. We're not into the World Series.
It was fantastic.
Which doesn't even have the real Matlock.
Well, you got to watch it to understand, right? See?
You have to watch it to understand.
So last night when you got home from wherever you were, the conversation
out east doing
was,
the show.
Hey, honey, let's get a little Matlock going.
I made dinner first, and the kids aren't feeling good.
Well, I can imagine.
We said, let's watch the show. Okay, great.
And I have a question about Matlock.
I said, let's watch this. So we watched it, and then I went down to go to sleep, popped the ball game up my iPad. I might have watched two batters, and I was out.
You sleep downstairs?
Some once in a while. Depends on how I'm feeling, what's going on. So
let's get into more of your life.
Can I ask a quick Matlock question, though?
Yes.
That development that you were discussing yesterday.
Yes.
Obviously, the kind of the twist.
Right.
Is that addressed in every... Does she kind of go back to that in every episode? Or
that's what makes it interesting.
All right.
Yeah, so they're kind of keeping you up to date on what she's actually doing.
Okay. Well, I like
that. I like that part of it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I can't believe you guys
I'm eager to see what's next in that.
I can't, look at this. Like, you guys think you're some alliance.
What do you mean? We're talking about a show we both have watched.
And we talked about this on Pop Culture yesterday for a while. So this is where
Mike must have hated
back.
It.
Mike wasn't there.
Where was he?
He was ill.
He must have hated it, even if he listened to it.
I thought he texted Jeff saying that he thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I did get that text.
Let's hear it. What'd it say?
Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday. Sounds like you guys handled it. I heard it, and it was great.
Liar.
Perfect.
You're becoming a habitual liar.
Why is that not true?
On this show, because that's not how Mike would talk.
Sorry. Let me read it again. Well, fellas.
Well, now we're going to make.
Y'all did a real good job there.
Now we're going to throw him under the bus because he has a southern accent. And you got this moron laughing at
it. I'm just reading verbatim what he said.
Well, it's a shame I can't talk about the World Series with you.
Yeah, you can. I know what happened. I know what went down.
Yeah, I watched what you needed to was them blowing up in the fifth inning there. So.
You said you watched two batters.
Well, I did watch two batters, but I caught some highlights today.
You go back to it.
I don't know. I need new partners.
I knew you'd be wanting to talk about it. And so what is there to talk about?
There's nothing to talk
about.
The
Yankees blew it. Like, plain and simple.
Well, now what? Now what happens to the Yankees? I contended all along that they weren't very good. They beat a couple of humdrum teams. And
to my face.
Yeah, I was waiting for a reaction.
I did. I said it to your face.
The Guardians would have had a more competitive series with the Dodgers.
I don't know about that. What I'm saying is that the Yankees were exposed, finally, by a team good enough to expose them. And your team and the Royals weren't good enough to do that.
We're frankly. Better than the Royals, though. We came very close. And we'll get it done sooner rather than later. So don't even worry about it.
I don't agree.
I don't care what you agree with.
I think the American League was down. The National League was the place to be. Every team in the National League, if they'd had a National League versus American League series.
They did.
Between the five best teams or the six best teams in the National and the six in the American, National would have won all six series.
Wrong.
That's what I think.
Oh, you're wrong.
Well, let's go through it.
I don't need to go through it. I don't even want to go through it. Baseball ended for me a week and a half ago.
It was on a weekend in Vegas.
Nearly 2 weeks ago. I really don't care how the Orioles and Padres would have shaken out. That is the least interesting thing I can even imagine right now.
Well, because it doesn't
zero interest.
It doesn't fit your agenda.
I don't have an agenda. My agenda is let's move on.
Dodgers Yankees, that one was decided, correct? Phillies Orioles. Who would have won that, Duda?
Probably the Phillies.
Or the Orioles. Who know, we
Padres
don't know.
Padres Guardians.
Guards. Not even.
I probably have to go with the Padres. Sorry, man.
And okay, by the way, the Guardians were the 2 seed.
We're up 3-0. All right. Let's see here. Brewers, Royals.
Yawn. That's what we're getting.
Well, I think the Royals could beat the Brewers.
Maybe. Tigers, Braves.
Tigers.
No. Tigers, Mets.
Tigers.
No.
Mets. Tigers were rolling, man.
Mets against the American League.
They're rolling.
Against the Guardians.
Oh,
they're rolling.
I mean, they're not that good. The American League wasn't that good. So now the question becomes, what do the Yankees do? They got a lot of questions. They got a lot of decisions to make. Who do they bring back? What do they do with Gerrit Cole and his option? Juan Soto, a free agent. Lots of decisions to be made in New York.
I imagine they'll try to bring both of those guys back.
You would think.
They'll have a lot of competition.
They'll have a lot of competition for Juan Soto, absolutely, but they can just pick up Cole's option, and there you go. I don't know.
They got to pay him a lot more to pick up that.
They are the Yankees.
It's the Yankees. They'll
like
pay him.
$37 million for his age 39 season.
He's not 39.
No, I'm saying that's the option they got to pick up. He's got 4 years left.
So,
and then to pick up his option, they have to pick up that fifth year for another $38 million or whatever it is. See, this is what happens when you don't follow baseball.
I don't think that's...
And you're sitting out there in West Sedgwick County on your love seat with your wife watching Matlock.
I love it. I think it's great.
We great got the full couch, actually.
That's fantastic. I think you're doing a good job, Jeff.
Thank you. It has been nice.
I do.
Because you know your wife's listening, and you do the same thing.
She's not listening. She's working.
No, she's listening.
No, she's not. I guarantee you.
Well, mine is, and she's as proud of me now as she's ever been.
I know she is, and that's great. I think it's fantastic.
Stepping up here like a real man, watching baseball.
Yeah, and you did good. You watched terrible baseball.
No,
fundamentals.
It was a dramatic
game. Little
game.
Things. I mean, it doesn't sound like I missed a lot.
It was a dramatic game. 869-1240, that is our IHOP hotline. Celebrate the weekdays with the new IHOP house favorites. They're just $6 Monday through Friday at IHOP. On the show today at 225, Wichita State walk-on basketball player Henry Thingvall from Cape and Mount Carmel will join us. The Shockers were impressive in their exhibition win over Emporia State. K-State maybe less so against Fort Hays State, and KU was pretty good against Washburn. All three playing MIAA schools, and Wichita State with the most impressive of the three wins.
KU also played Arkansas.
Right.
And got
a controlled scrimmage.
No, it was an exhibition game.
It was a controlled game.
No, it was an exhibition
game. They stopped the game.
No, they didn't. It was a game. And by the way, Gerrit Cole has an opt-out clause. There's no team option or anything like that.
Right, they got to pick that, but they can pick it up.
No, he has to pick it up.
No, they have to.
No, it's his opt-out clause.
At 2:40. No,
he's struggling today, my friend.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I already read about it.
No, you didn't.
Mark Norman, comedian, will join us at 2:45. He'll be at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita on Saturday night. Tickets still available to see Mark Normand coming up Saturday at the Orpheum. He'll be with us today. And then our picks coming up at 3:25. It's kind of become, it's too early to be a two-man. I got to get back in this thing.
Yeah, you won't.
Right now, dude is making real hay with the bonus picks.
Giddy up.
Can't pick another game to save his life.
Yeah, you get your bonus, you should be winning this. 10 points additional every week.
I want to run away with it in October.
But yeah. You can't get another pick right. That?
What do you mean? I got a couple of them right.
You're terrible in picking games.
This bonus game this week is a little bit difficult.
Gift.
Well,
absolute.
Yeah, I know how you feel about it.
Oh, that's but that's only because you think you're some savant now.
Well, I don't know.
Like Max, he's
4 out of 5. He's
betting
my 10 pointers.
He's betting with hatred instead of actual brain matter.
How am I betting with hatred in any way?
Because I know you hate Ohio State.
Oh, I do. I do not like Ohio State.
So there you go.
But I don't think Ohio State is as good as everyone thinks they are. I think Penn State's a really good team. And but they are getting 3.5.
And you
so
know,
there's
so
a
you
kicker.
Don't like college football. You don't pay attention to it.
Not
so,
as close, no.
Why am I going to pay any attention to your thought on that? Boy, I'm angry.
Yeah. Wow. You need
why are you,
you
so
candy
angry?
I'm
or
angry
something?
With both of you.
What did we do?
You had a
chocolate bar.
Coming into this, onto this show.
For a guy who says, well, new show out, watching it. Next show, watch. I'll watch every show.
Yeah, I'll watch
we can't
when
watch
there, when
two
there's
shows.
Not, the World Series going on.
We did not care about this World Series.
Don't say we.
Duda, did you care about this World Series?
I cared who won, but I figured the Dodgers were going to win it. I mean, but I had no interest in watching.
Here's what I am. I'm a baseball fan.
Great.
And that's awesome.
Then
I
let's
love
learn
the
game. Difference
if
between opt out and option.
Game on it on in the postseason, I'm going to watch it because I love the game.
Good.
That's
I watched
great.
The Guardian.
As you should.
As they faltered again. I don't get it.
What don't you get?
Watching Matlock instead of the World Series. When you host the sports talk show. Throw that into the equation.
He's got you a little bit. He's got you a little bit there.
No, I don't. I disagree.
You can't come on a sports talk show, the biggest event in the sport of baseball, and say, "Well, I sat down with my wife and we popped some corn and
we didn't
just,
pop any corn."
Well, I, whatever
hey, what's
you
with
did.
The stupid. I don't like that.
That's how I see it happening.
Well, that's not how anything happens with me.
I see very hushed tones when you're.
I've
talking.
Never spoken with
when
hushed
you're talking
tones.
To Shannon.
Never.
I mean, you want to watch popcorn?
Want to watch popcorn?
Yeah, what you may have said that.
Oh, my God. Can we get Mark Norman on the show for some real humor?
Anyway, Duda is 29-43.
Doesn't
Jeff's
matter.
36-36.
Doesn't matter.
Even Max is ahead of Duda in games picked.
That's what should really count.
At 31-41. The problem with Max is he loses a bonus game every week.
Well, that's too bad.
And so he's got 106 points, and Duda has 173 points.
That's right.
But without the bonus pick, which I brought onto this show.
You did? I didn't ask for it.
You'd be awful.
Just playing the game, man. I'm just playing the game.
You'd be down, what, 80?
Oh, it'd have been a little different. I just know I'm going to win the bonus pick, so I can't, like, pick all the games right. Then you guys would be mad every week and be like, oh, what are we even doing this for?
But you would be happy. Isn't that worth something?
Nah.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry that we asked you to
great.
Feel something
that'd
again.
So wish I was.
You're all about us.
I'm all about keeping you guys involved.
Did you hear about our show yesterday?
No.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. So good. Real good.
You know, I'd be happy to turn this thing over. If you
I'm not
really,
asking you to turn it over.
If you
I'm
re-
telling
no,
you, we
only,
had a good show
yesterday.
That's
the only yesterday. Reason you're bringing it
not
up.
Not at all. I was just wanted,
I'm going to get a dig in on this
no,
old
I
man.
Wanted you. I wanted to know if you heard the show.
No.
And particularly our two wonderful, fantastic interviews that we had.
Who were they with?
We had, obviously, a football coach, two football coaches.
Who?
Well, we had one, the Andover coach, and then we had a different person on.
Who?
We had the Flat football coach.
Who?
What?
Just tell me who you had.
We had the Bethel Flag football coach girls.
What?
We had the Bethel girls flag football coach.
Why?
No.
Are you trying to kill the show?
Hey, she was nice.
No offense, man.
She was very nice.
What made you do that? What made you go there?
I don't know, because they're hosting some Veterans Day event, and where all three of the coaches are women veterans of the military, and she was in the Department of Defense for 30 years.
Now that makes more sense.
And You know, that, just one of the...
That's the hook. Why didn't you tell me the hook?
I did.
You just... I had to pull it out of you.
Yeah, it was a little late.
I know, but I wanted to see his initial reaction.
Well, that's there's absolutely no problem with that, but I can imagine how that went. You got an email at KWCH, like to come on your show. And,
no, I just got an email.
Well, whatever.
About the event at KWCH. Oh, okay. This could
whatever
be
you got. And you did. You went into that typical thing you do when you're at home and you want to watch Matlock.
What?
Well, I'll put her up. Go ahead and put her on. She sounds like...
Well, it wasn't from her. It was the email wasn't from her, I don't think.
Well, good.
Tracked her down and found out that they didn't score a point last year, and it was wonderful. But that wasn't her team. I think that was the men's
team. I thought you said it was football, not soccer.
Oh, there he goes. See, he's just got it. You know, he can't help it. Just can't help it.
Not quite.
Hey, I saw just three goals scored at the JV game.
That's right. In a half.
In a half. What was the final?
5-2 or something like that.
Well, there you go. Nice win for the Eagles.
Remember when I had Yankees 5-0 yesterday?
Yeah.
And it was 5-0 for a while? Oh, man.
You had the Dodgers 5-0.
Remember when they scored 5 unanswered?
You weren't close.
No, I didn't have it. The SimGen had it.
Well, the SimGen.
All right, let's get to a break. Yesterday sounds like
already?
A disaster.
Oh, man.
When we come back, Henry Thingball from Wichita State Basketball. Shockers open on the road, I believe, Monday. Monday, I believe. Help me out there.
I'm pretty sure that's right. The 4th?
The 4th at Western Kentucky. Henry Thingball, formerly of Cape and Mount Carmel, joins us next.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Here's Henry Thingball from Wichita State Basketball, a redshirt freshman out of Cape and Mount Carmel, his second year at Wichita State, and in their exhibition game against Emporia State the other day, he got into the game and made all three of his shots, scored 8 points in just 9 minutes of action. Henry, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. We're happy to have you. So tell us about your mindset. Going into this season, college sports has changed a lot since you decided to go to Wichita State as a redshirt. We've got the NIL, we've got the transfer portal, things are topsy-turvy all over the place. What do you want your role to be? What is the ceiling for you as a redshirt sophomore at Wichita State? Can you elbow your way into maybe some playing time this year?
We'll see. I'm really just focused on getting better every day and personal improvement and just like doing whatever I can to help the team and the role that they need me to serve, whether that's in practice or the game. Coach Mills was talking to us before the game about just staying ready and being prepared when your name's called, you know, no matter what time what time in the game that's at. So I just took that to heart and gave my best effort when I got, my name was called and went out there and locked in. Was able to hit some shots. It felt pretty good to see my hard work pay off. So it was a lot of fun being out there with the guys.
Yeah, obviously you saw the tangible results of the work you put in that game. What about the other days? How do you measure your personal improvement? What do you feel like you have accomplished when you walk away from a day saying, I got better today?
It really just varies day to day, but I think just the growth, from when I first got here a couple of years ago, I think I've gotten a lot stronger. The pace of the game, really gotten a lot used to, and my defense has definitely improved, since I first got here. And my shot is something I've always prided myself on, so that's always been for me. But being able to know when those shots are going to come and being able to knock them down as I get used to the speed of the game, that's really been helpful. And my confidence has grown as the years have gone by, and that's helped a lot too, just being able to rely on the work that I've put in. And the guys are really great about finding me, and we've got a lot of faith in each other, so it's been good.
Was Wichita State the place you always wanted to go? Obviously, you're at Capen, so it's kind of right here. Did you have any other offers, or was Wichita State just kind of growing up the place you wanted to end up playing some basketball? And then give us the what happened after high school and everything through the summer to get to where you're at.
Yeah, coming out of high school, I had some D2 offers that I was interested in. I also had a couple track offers. So I had a couple options coming out of high school. After our senior year had ended, Wichita State reached out with a walk-on spot, and it was something that maybe that I'd kind of hoped for, but didn't know if it was going to like fully come together. And when it did, I felt it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. I've been a Shocker fan my whole life, and obviously growing up as a little kid, I watched the Final Four run in the undefeated season. So I was really looked up to those guys, and it was really just something that I felt I couldn't pass on.
Henry Thingvall, our guest from Wichita State, formerly of Capen. We talked to you about basketball, but I want to talk to you about academics. Extremely honored. I'm decorated as an academic person. Tell us about that. You're majoring in finance at Wichita State.
Yeah.
You were part of the American Athletic Conference all-academic team last year. You've been on the Athletic Director's Honor Roll. You're part of the WSU Student Athlete Advisory Committee. I can relate to all that stuff. My two co-hosts can't. So tell us about
how smart he is.
Your academic pursuits.
Yeah, I'm in finance right now, and I really enjoyed it. The business school at Wichita State is really great. They've got that new building. I don't know if you've been in it or not, but it's beautiful. And the teachers are great. I enjoy my classes. I think I'm going to get an internship somewhere here in town this summer. It'll have to be part-time because we got, obviously, basketball workouts every morning. So I'll probably try to get an internship somewhere this summer. And, yeah, I enjoy it. I take a lot of pride in my schoolwork. It's something that my parents have always instilled in us. And Capen really prepared me well. They have great teachers and great class there. So I felt prepared coming into Wichita State. And Wichita State's a great school, too, so I enjoy being here.
Just to follow up, what kind of internship? With a bank? With a corporation? What are you looking at there, Henry?
We'll see. I was actually talking with someone just the other day because I feel like you kind of gotta get on these quicker than you realize nowadays. But we'll see. I was talking with either a bank, IMA, Interest. There's a lot of things. I haven't really decided what line of work I want to get into, but. Yeah, I'm really open. And it's just something for a little job experience to get my foot in the door somewhere.
And you're going to make a lot more money than we do. But just curious about the team this year because you've been in the gym with them. You're in the gym, obviously, with last year's group. What's the biggest difference that you notice? It feels like there's a lot of hope surrounding this team with the new players and what they bring. So what have you noticed as some of the biggest differences? And do you think this is a team that can grab Wichita back and maybe fill that arena again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think one of the main differences is, you know, we lost a couple of players, but I think the key additions we have are really bought into Coach Mills and the coaching staff. And the returners that we have, Bijan, Xavier, Quincy, they've all really improved their game. I think you saw it in the exhibition. Xavier's three-point shooting is really a lot more consistent. Q's footwork is a lot better. Bijan's a lot more confident with the ball. And, you know, these pieces that we have that join Corey and Justin, they're really great additions. So, you know, I think we're a really dangerous team. I don't know what we picked. We picked in the American, but Coach Mills has said, you know, our goal is to make the NCAA tournament. And so that's the standard here at Wichita. We know that. I know that especially. But that's for sure the goal. And if we do that, the fans will come back. And I'm excited for that because I grew up coming to Wichita State games when it was all sold out, and there's nothing like it. So if we can get back to that, it'll be pretty great.
Henry Thingball here for a couple more minutes. You played a lot of sports at Capen, football, basketball, track and field. You were valuable in all of those. Tell us about playing for Steve Eck and Weston Schartz. What was that like? How are they similar, and maybe how are they different?
Well, similar in the ways that they know how to win games. Both of them are a little, I guess you could say, old school in the way they do things, but they demand excellence. And Coach Schartz came my junior year at Capen in football, and right from the start, you know, he had a clear message, a clear style in the way that he wanted to play. And the guys resonated with that, and he's had a lot of success. They made it to the state championship game last year. My senior year, we lost to Mays and Avery Johnson by 1 point to go to the state championship game. So that was a tough loss. But and then Steve, he's great also. He came my senior year, so I only played with him for 1 year. But we lost to the eventual state champions in Topeka Seaman and the state round. But we went undefeated in the city league, and it was a great experience playing with those guys. They have a lot of knowledge, and they know their respective sports really well. And it was always a pleasure to compete at Capen, and there's a great community there, and the fans showed up really all game. So it was just a pleasure to play there.
Do you miss that big man on campus feeling at all that you had at Capen, where you were just the do-everything guy? Obviously, we know you're going to go on to much bigger and better things in your life, but was that a period of your life that you look back on fondly, or just kind of ready to move on from?
I look back on my time at Capen very fondly. I really enjoyed it. My brothers were there as well, my twin brothers, Will and Nate, and it was a great time for me, my family, all my friends. There's a great bond that the Capen kind of brought together. And we had a lot of success, as you said. You know, almost made it to the state championship game in football and came up a little short in basketball and track. We had a great track team. So that really helped with the guys. And it was a lot of fun at Capen. You know, when you win it, I guess it's a lot more fun. But, it was a great experience. And as far as being a big man on campus, I really didn't look at it too much that way. It was just a lot of fun being in the moment.
Henry, really appreciate your time here. Best of luck. The Shockers get it going for real Monday night on the road at Western Kentucky. That's going to be an interesting game. We wish you the best. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for having me. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, Henry Thingball from Wichita State. I believe we had him on one other time.
Probably when he was in high school?
No, it was his first year as a walk-on.
If you say so. I think we've had Will on.
Well, no, we've had Henry on.
Fine. You've been wrong a lot today, though, so it's hard to take you at face value.
When was I wrong?
The Garrett Cole thing, what else?
Oh, just the whole first segment, basically.
Pretty much that, yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, because I called you guys out.
On what? On what?
Just not being into sports.
Not being into sports.
We like sports.
Not being into what you wanted us to be into.
It's the World Series.
That's what you're mad about.
It's the World Series, and I get defensive about baseball. I do. It's easily the best game. And for people to ignore it.
Not ignoring it. I want to win one. No matter who's playing, if it's not my team in the World Series, big
deal.
Well,
I have the comfort and the security that I have won.
Now, will I sit down on May 19th and watch Angels-Orioles? Probably, yeah. But World Series, after my team's been eliminated, don't have it. Don't have it in me.
Well, I got 11 of them.
Good for you. You don't have any.
Well, you always say you want to win one.
Right.
I've won one.
No, you haven't.
I've won 11.
What position did you play on those teams?
Here we go. Don't get defensive. You had them right where you wanted them earlier today.
And I've got him.
All of a sudden,
now
you're
getting
defensive.
I've got him. Don't even worry about it.
I was
it.
Even on your side helping it's you all, out. Now all, you're doing this. Come on, man.
It's all part of the master
now
plan.
Now you're getting defensive. And nobody understands why.
I don't need just anybody.
Accept what you are.
I don't need anybody to understand.
You follow teams that don't win.
Great. At least I follow teams.
Well, there's a shot at somebody. I wonder who.
Bob.
Well, I follow teams.
A team. But if they're but if they're not winning enough, I'll abandon them.
Have I jumped off the Cardinals?
No. But you jumped off. I hope so, man. I hope that day comes and we can just hammer you. But I don't know.
Really? You think that'll happen?
No, I don't think it will, but I want it to. Secretly.
My wife just cringed when you said that. What a terrible thing to say. 63 years I've been a Cardinals fan. At the knee of my father.
That's awesome.
And now you're going to tell me you hope someday that bond breaks.
Yeah.
Like it did for you. like you.
It didn't break. I just found a different team.
I can't imagine.
Well, he did. He found a different team.
How do you feel about that?
Indifferent.
Why would you ask him how he feels about anything?
Indifferent.
You know the answer.
I mean, it probably wasn't necessary to say, but it's how he was feeling, and it's better to say it than to keep it locked inside.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Whatever you just said.
Yeah.
Here's Mark Norman. He is a comedian. He's headed to Wichita. He'll be performing Saturday evening at the Orpheum Theater right here in downtown Wichita. Mark, we appreciate you coming on the show. How are you?
Hey, good to be here. Doing all right. A little hungover, a little gay.
Well, you're hungover a lot. What in the middle of the afternoon, what does that mean?
I think it's a little thing called alcoholism. I'm trying to kick it. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have an even worse problem. When I was in my 20s, we used to get drunk and play these crazy games. You guys ever play driving?
And knocking over mailboxes? No, knocking over car mirrors. My bad.
Oh, you know me better than my father.
Comedy has been in the news here recently, maybe not for the reasons that you would want comedy to be in the news, but I'm curious, in this day and age of political division and everything that goes with that, how does comedy play into that? Is that a release for people still, or do you have to be careful, or has it changed the way you approach trying to be funny?
Well, I wrote for Tony Hinchcliffe's rally. No, I think if you could say pretty much anything as long as it's funny. So I think if it gets a laugh, you're good. Go abortion, AIDS, race, gay, whatever. As long as it gets a laugh, I think you're good, because the laugh proves that it's funny and it's clearly a joke. The problem is, people work on their dark jokes with the race or the gay, and they're not there yet. They're not finished. So people go, what are you, homophobic? And you go, no, it's just the joke's not working yet. The joke about toothbrushes didn't work either. It doesn't mean I hate toothbrushes. That makes sense?
So I'm Mark. I'm thankful for my short attention span, because scrolling on Reels got me introduced to you, and I've watched a lot of your comedy, and I'm happy that you're on our show. What have you felt? You're kind of my age, so relatively young, but you've been doing it for a while. So how have you kind of adapted to everything a comedian needs to do now to keep their name out there?
Oh, it's a nightmare. We had it made in the 90s. You could get high all day and do a show at night. Now we got podcasts. We got to edit. We got to caption videos. We got to do crowd work clips, hire a video guy to come to every show. And it's a full-time job, but now we don't have to wait for Comedy Central to come calling. You can just put it out yourself. So there's pros and cons.
Go ahead.
That was it. That was just a Star Trek joke.
was this something growing up? Were you like the funny kid? Was this something you always wanted to chase? Did you find out in high school or after high school or during an afternoon binge that, you know what, I'm going to try this comedy stuff? How did this all get to where it's at now?
Ooh, well, see, you're asking from what to ask comedians 101. But, yeah, you know, it's just bedwetter, grew up in a black neighborhood as a chubby white kid with curly hair and braces. I mean, I had to be funny or I had to get good at sports or something. And I wasn't good at sports, so you get funny. And I always just loved comedy. You know, growing up, it was fun to see adults be silly. So, yeah, just I wasn't good at anything else.
Talking with sure, Mark Norman, he will be at the Orpheum Theater this Saturday evening. So you grew up in New Orleans, to just kind of follow along on Jason's question. How did that environment help you? Because that's such a culturally diverse community. Just talk about that experience, being in New Orleans as a young person and just being immersed in that.
Well, yeah, I grew up outside the French Quarter in a dilapidated mansion, and I had a transvestite nanny. We had a bed and breakfast in our house, so we had all these weirdos come and stay with us. So yeah, it was a very weird, eclectic childhood. I guess it made me have to adapt to random people staying in my house, and we had to cook them breakfast. It was pretty brutal, but yeah, that'll make you funny. I think it was mostly the bedwetting or the molestation.
Sounds like an episode of American Horror Story to me, but what do I know?
Hey,
Jeff?
You got that right. They shot a few of that, do you like around my house too.
We did have some 101 questions, but, you know, I've seen interviews with you on television. Do you like doing these things? Is this something that interests you at all? Do you like talking to people you've never met? I think you're a bit of maybe an introvert naturally. Do you feel about all this?
Well, the toughest part is I got to do what you call a meet and greet after the shows, and all these people want to say nice things to you, and I can't take a compliment to save my life. So that's tough. You know, people go, hey, you got me through COVID. Hey, my dad died, and you helped me out with the joke. So I never know what to say. But I appreciate every fan. I can't believe anybody was coming to my show. And it is very strange, though. That's the hard part, is the meeting people. Because you think, hey, I'll write some jokes. I'll tell some jokes, and then people want to hang out with you and have you sleep with their wife.
I don't mean this to be too general, but do you remember your first really good joke that you felt was good? Maybe even, I don't know how much the laughter would have been there, but I've watched you a lot, and I'm noticing how good your joke writing is, and I don't know if a lot of people notice that, if that's easy to spot or not, but when did you kind of feel like you were getting a lot better at that?
Well, joke writing stuff, it goes in and out, but I appreciate it. I guess you just...
Yeah, sorry for the compliment.
No problem. For me, it's just tell joke, doesn't get a laugh, rewrite it, tell it again, gets a little bit of laugh, tweak it, and then gets a big laugh, and I go, all right, I got it. So I don't even know if I'm that great of a writer. I just keep changing the joke until it gets a big laugh. I keep it pretty simple there.
We're talking with Mark Norman again. He'll be at the Orpheum. I'm sorry, Mark.
He's doing that on purpose.
No.
He's delaying
on
purpose.
I remember my first joke.
Okay.
Sorry. Keep going.
Listen, I'm the older gentleman on the show, so I may be a little out of touch. My timing may be bad. I apologize. I'm doing the best
I
can.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're the older statesman, and just a heads up, you can't say the N-word anymore. Those days are over.
I'll file that away. Thank you for that information.
Right. I want to help you out.
So, all right, now you've thrown me off. So, have you ever been to Wichita before? When you think about doing a show at the Orpheum, I'm sure it's like all your other shows, but is there anything special? Do you try to regionalize your material at all, depending on where you're going to be?
I actually went to Wichita for my honeymoon. No, I'm joking. But I've never been. I'm excited to go. And I don't change my act, but what I do is I Wikipedia the hell out of the town, and I write jokes. I do it like a couple 5 minutes up top of local humor just to get the crowd all wet. And then I flip in the old material.
Can you give us one example of maybe a joke you're going to do that is a product of your Wikipedia research?
Well, I got to be honest, I haven't done it. I usually do it on the toilet an hour before the show, so I haven't even looked. Could you guys give me some, can you give me some fun facts about the town, and I'll start noodling?
I think if you drive in from the airport, you'll have plenty to go with.
Come on, don't tease me. Give me something.
Jeff, what do you have?
I was just going to.
Oh, what do you got?
Sorry, I was just going to ask you about crowd work, and is that also, do you enjoy that? It's like you mentioned, a necessity.
What are you studying, comedy?
It's a necessity of the job, obviously. You mentioned with the reels, but how do you feel about that, and how do comedians overall feel about that? I know it can kind of go either way.
It's a good question. I think crowd work is all about the scenario you're in. If you're getting heckled and you want to do some crowd work and shut the guy down, I say go for it. If you're doing crowd work and putting it on the internet because you don't want to burn material, I say go for it. But if your whole act is just crowd work and you have no bits and no jokes and no point of view, I think you're wasting your time, and I think you're wasting everybody else's time.
Don Rickles would like to have a word with you, but yeah, I get it.
Well, he had jokes. And he was an insult comic, so that was his thing.
Who are your favorite comedians? Who did you grow up listening to? Who did you like to hear?
Well, Norm MacDonald's probably my hero, and then I love Chris Rock. I love old Jerry Seinfeld. I love George Carlin. I like the list goes on. Dave Attell is great. I like a Richard Pryor. I like Brian Regan. I like Gaffigan. I'm all over the road. I like Cosby's
later work.
I thought
you were Chris Rock.
Similar voice and penis size.
Well, Mark, I got a feeling the shelf life is about over here. So we appreciate it. We've loved talking with you. We wish you the best as your career blossoms. And your career is taking you to Wichita, so it obviously is blossoming. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, boys. I can't wait to Wikipedia.
Mark Norman with us again at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday night.
See?
Now that's a different kind of comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. Max, I hope Max had his finger on the button there for
Max
the whole
was a
second.
Nervous wreck. Notice how quickly you went to the
music. You were nervous. I'm nervous.
He's like, get out.
Back in hour number two, picks ahead.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.